This is our little reminder at the top of the show. There is still some good news happening out there in the world. Elena, what's the best news that you heard this week?
Okay, so I'm going a little rogue this week. You know, I've been traveling a bit for the past couple weeks.
I've been following it on Instagram. You've been covering a range of experiences in this great country.
Yes, multiple climate zones. And I was in the desert in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where a dear friend of mine teaches at an amazing school. And I know we're on in Albuquerque. And okay. The news of the week is that the kids are all right. Because this school, the Albuquerque Academy's 6th and 7th grade opera club, put on a show. I have a program from it. It's called Off the Rails. They wrote it themselves. There were about 75 kids in it, it seemed like. They wrote it themselves. They wrote all the lyrics. There was an amazing teacher there who helped arrange all the songs into an opera. They thought about all the big principles of opera, you know, like epic characters. And these are, you know, like 12 and 13-year-old students. And they did a lot of like cool, like found costumes. And it was every single word came from the minds of these amazing young performers. And let me tell you, this play, which was about the struggles of women over time, had everything. There was a pigeon lady and a pyromaniac who were like secretly in, they were in love, but they were trying to work through each other's problems. There was a strong man named Big Hunk who was dealing with toxic masculinity and he couldn't stop crying. And everybody had to, you know, he wasn't allowed to cry because he was a strong man. But strong man Big Hunk was played by this amazing young actress who's, and her mustache kept falling off and she just handled it with all of this like joy and aplomb. There was a tap dancing 1950s house husband who was struggling with the like oppression of the time, singing and dancing in a million costume changes. And I, David, you know, who is a playwright and a screenwriter, my husband, he and I had the time of our lives. It's literally the best play that I have seen in years. So shout out to Albuquerque Academy for Off the Rails, coming soon to a Broadway stage near you.
I would go to more opera if it dealt more with like toxic masculinity and not like, I don't know, Bluebeard's castle, where it's just like, I got this big castle and I really don't want you to go into any of those rooms because there's some not great stuff. And now we're going to sing about that for about 3.5 hours.
So much of opera is about toxic masculinity and the oppression of women, now that I think about it. So this is a real nice compliment to that tradition.
Like Wagner never mentioned Snapchat once.
No.
That's why it's not relatable to me.
Yeah, and those Greeks, I mean, good Lord, those Greek operas.